And then an explanation.
Don't you mean?
Yeah, I do. I think.
That's right.
No, let them come explain what the reevaluation is. You know.
We are back on the web. This is the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission meeting. Continuation. We are back to docket TC08-067. And I would entertain a motion and discussion on that docket at this time. I'll make a motion that the commission provide a certification to the FCC and to USAC for the use of Federal Universal Service Support as proposed in docket TC08-067. Is there a discussion on that motion? If not, Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Kobach?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen votes yes and the motion carries. We are on docket item TC08-084, in the matter request of Knowledge Community Telephone for certification. Is there a motion on that docket?
A motion in TC08-084 that we defer, that the PUC defer the certification.
There's a motion to defer TC08-084. Any discussion? Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Kobach?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen votes yes, and that item is, the motion carries. Item is deferred. Under announcements, the next regularly scheduled commission meeting will be July 29, 2008, 9:30 in Floyd Matthews Training Center in Pierre. Commission meetings are also scheduled for August 12th and August 26th. Public Utilities Commission offices will be closed for Independence Day. Grain Warehouse Rules Hearing will be held July 14th. Commissioners and some staff members will be attending the National Association of Regulatory Commission meetings. A hearing in dockets TC07-111 through TC07-116 will be held July 29, August 1st in the Floyd Matthews Training Center at 1:30 p.m. on July 29. A hearing for docket TC07-117 will be held August 5 at the Capitol Lake Visitors Center. The hearing will begin at 9 a.m. A hearing in dockets TC07-178, 180, 188, 189 will be held August 20th through the August 22nd of 2008 in the Capitol Lake Visitors Center here in Pierce, South Dakota. Those meetings, the hearing, rather, will begin at 9 a.m. on August 20th. Today I am wearing a not-so-fashionable tie, which is rather narrow, but I wear this today. It is the Lamont Tartan in honor of Peg Lamont, who was a former legislator and who passed away at the age of 94. And who I had the honor of serving with. She was a wonderful grand lady, and my heritage from my mother's side is with the Lamonts as well, Scottish, and so I wear that in honor of Peg. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.